back to another episode of Study Break. I'm your host, Amal, and today we are joined by
Kitty Wee Wee,
Victoria Sandiford,
Riley Smith.
I have known these girls from freshman year, and so they're going to tell you a little bit about themselves.
I'm a junior. I was born in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I play basketball and soccer.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I'm a junior. I'm from Virginia, and I do dance. I play basketball freshman and sophomore year.
I'm Riley, and I'm 16, a junior, and I like to listen to music and read.
Okay, so today in this episode, we're going to be talking about all things friendship, and of course, we have to start off this episode with our first topic, meeting friends. So I have a question for you guys. When you meet other friends, or like when you're meeting other people, how do you think people can successfully make new friends?
Just being kind.
I think they can make new friends by just like talking to somebody, maybe complimenting their outfit or something.
I think simple things can go a long way, like when starting a friendship, I think. So
I definitely think like putting yourself out there makes it a little bit more easier, especially at the year when everyone is feeling a little bit more extroverted and more willing to put themselves out there. I would say
I'm the opposite, honestly. I feel like it's easier to be more extroverted like later down the year, to be honest, because like
people get used to themselves.
Yeah,
I feel like also a good thing is like if you do sports, like going to the summer workouts over the summer too can like help you build relationships, so like you'll have friends when you come back to school.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
When you meet good, like when you meet people who you think would be good people and things like that, and you want to be friends with them, do you guys like look for qualities, or what qualities do you think people should look for specifically in friendships?
Ones that don't, I feel like one thing like eventually on later in like life, one quality is like I really love is caring, like always being there for you when you're going through stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, and just like what Katie said, being caring, being kind, not just to your friends, but to other people that also you don't know. Because, you know, some people can be nice to somebody and then not nice to other people. So
I think you should just be as real as possible, because, like, you can't put on this fake persona. Like, and you, even then you'd have to like, keep that up. And there's just no point in that, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to be yourself, honestly.
The whole fake persona thing. Especially, like, we just did a topic on back to school. And, you know, I see all those TikToks on, like, oh, when I go to a new school, I'm going to put on a British accent. Like, if I become friends with somebody.
That's what I used to think, too. I'd be like, what personality trait am I going to go in this year? And then I act the same, so
exactly.
Whatever.
I think definitely, I feel like I see a lot of these traits in you, so, in you guys. So I'm just kind of flex for a little bit. If I had to name them, I'd say definitely caring. You guys are super caring. I love that. But to go more in depth with caring, it would definitely be like empathetic, because, you know, you could go through something and go tell your friends about it. And if they're like, oh, that sucks, like, you're gonna be like, okay, I know it sucks. That's why I want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, Ricky's cracking me up already. But if they're like, oh, I can relate because I want to do this and this and this, you can find something on over. And I feel like that's kind of how people become friends in the first place, in that same note. We kind of, Katie actually said, going to summer workouts makes people become friends. And
that's so ironic.
That is so ironic. That's actually how we became friends. So I'm going to let you guys talk about that individually, because you guys have been a friend group for a very long time. And so I want to talk about how you guys met.
I have one. So sixth grade, I moved schools, and it was like a few days before school started. I went to soccer tryouts, and that's where I met Katie. We kind of just like, so after tryouts, I think either I went up to her or she went up to me, and then we figured out we had the same homeroom. And we just kind of started, we bonded after that, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was also funny because, like, my mom was working one of the stands for, like, back to school where you come back and, like, try to see your classes. And my mom was working in one of the stands. I was like, oh, that's Riley. Like, I met her at practice. And I remember, like, going up to you with your parents. And I was like, oh, do we have the same homeroom? And yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's the Nikki twist. was in our homeroom too, wasn't she?
Yes,
Was
because
I?
that's when,
Yeah,
I
you
tried to
were
run
in
that middle school,
Davenport.
so
Yeah.
sure.
Sure.
But okay, so I guess I'll say how I met Riley. Seventh grade. No, it was sixth grade, because you just said you went.
I
And
think it's
basically all
sixth.
I
I
knew about
just
you was that you
but
played soccer. We kind of got close to the seventh grade, I feel like, in freshman year.
yeah.
Katie, I met Katie in fifth grade. She was really kind. Really nice. So yeah.
She said I gave her a creepy smile.
No, I didn't. She would always used to like wave at me and stuff. And I would wave back and I'd be like, oh, she's really nice. Like, really nice.
I
Not
used to.
creepy, but I would just be like, oh, she's really kind. I don't know how we first talked though, but
Well,
yeah.
because of JC, I was friends with a previous girl, and she was friends with JC, or well, JC was friends with Vicky, and then that's how I met Vicky. And then
Okay.
how I met a mom, we went to summer basketball workouts freshman year, and she was my partner. We were doing these rotation workout like stations. And we were, I have a fond memory. We were like stepping onto a block, and like we were both looking at each other through the mirror, and we're like, oh, like, anyone? She actually called me Victoria first, like, I think workout until I went up and like got her number, and she's like, oh, is this how you like correct? And I was like, actually, my name is Katie.
Oh my gosh.
What do I have a flipping story because I'll talk about how I met each of you. Starting off with Riley, I knew Riley was kind of friends with Katie. And I go into first period English class and I sit down beside, not beside her, I was actually behind her in the vertical. So Riley was like right here and I'm like right here. If you can't, I'm sorry because you guys probably can't see it, but like to paint the picture, I was behind Riley, but like vertically aligned with her desk, basically. And I talked to her, I was like, hey, like what music do you listen to? Because I didn't know what to say. I was like, I kind of know, like, what music do you listen to? And she turns to me and she looks at me, like, she side eyes me and goes, oh, Bridgers. I was like, okay, girl, you can have Phoebe Bridgers. Like, don't attack me. Calm down. And look, me and Riley became friends after that. And that kind of segues into how I met Katie. I met Katie and Vicky on the same day. So I'll talk about that day as a whole. No, not on the same day. Sorry. Katie, I originally met at basketball workouts. I don't remember the story with the whole leg lifts and everything, but I do remember, I think I went up to her and I was like, are you a freshman? And she was like, I'm a freshman. Are you a freshman? And I was like, yeah, I'm a freshman. And we just talked basically. And she told me her name was Katie, but she brought up Victoria and she was like, oh, I have a friend who goes to name Victoria. And for some reason in my mind, that registered as her being named Victoria. But for like 2 to 3 weeks after that, I was calling her Victoria and she would respond to Victoria. So I thought the girl name was
I don't know why Katie didn't say anything. She wants to steal my identity. She stole my identity. What is
Yep,
going
that was it.
on?
Oh my God. I go up to go get her number, right? Because summer workouts were ending. And she puts her contact name as Katie. And I felt so betrayed in that moment. I think I looked at her like, what are you doing? Like, why? What is going on?
Wait, didn't you put Mal in my phone? Like Mal? She put her contact name as Mal. And I remember
No.
I was like, oh, do you want me to call you that? And you're like, no, it's good.
I used to be so confused on like what you want people to call you, like a mal. Like I was like, I didn't know which one.
I did
I
not
was
want to
like
go by Mal. It's just like, I think it was summer workouts and somebody called me Mal. And I was like, ow, like from the sentence, that's what I said. But then they started calling me. They started telling me my name was Mal. So like for 2 weeks, me and he was going by Mal. And I always got like Mal from the sentence, and I kept getting that. I just gave up.
really?
I'm comfortable. I'm a Mal, but it's a Mal, not a Mal. But I don't care whichever one you use.
Oh, okay, so now you got me confused again.
But
Like,
I'm Victoria. But anyways, after that, on the first day of school, Katie lies and she says we met in health class. We did not met.
we're sitting in the back of the class, and we walked inside in the circle. I remember it fondly because I was like, oh, I like didn't know we had a class together.
No, You have a warped memory. We met on a field, like our
No,
we met on the track field, and I
we
walked
went
up.
out to the field after.
Whatever you say, man. But we were on the field, and I walked up to her, and she was with Riley and Vicky as well, and also some other friends. And I was like, "You're Katie from basketball," and she was like, "Yeah, this is Victoria and Riley." And after that, we just became really close, and I like kind of abducted them. And we've been friends for like 2 years now, I think. A while, almost three actually.
This is,
Almost
I guess,
three.
almost three.
No,
Well,
it's two, because we've been in 2021, still two.
oh yeah. So it would be 2 years, but
No,
like,
that's true.
because we're juniors, when we met freshman year, so that's all of freshman year, all of sophomore year, all of, hopefully all of junior year.
Praying.
So, I know you guys have been a friend group for a while, but when it comes to like meeting other people and kind of abducting them into your friend group, like you guys kind of did with me, how do you guys go about that? Like meeting friends of other friends?
It's awkward at first, like, because, it's a friend of a friend, but, like, I think the more you talk to them, it gets easier. You know what I mean?
I
So it's
agree.
not bad, but it's.
I feel like talking to people outside your friend group, it's just it comes to like, just getting to know people and yeah, being accepting of that too, as being the other friend too. Like, oh, like you have to be happy for your friends to get to know different people, you getting to know different people, because that's what life is, getting to know different people.
I agree with that.
When it comes to meeting friends, I think a big factor is the type of you have. So like if you're not, let's say you're a terrible person, not to be mean or anything, but let's say you're like not a terrible person, because everyone has good and bad traits. It's what you choose to act on. But let's say you're particularly choosing to act on your bad part of your personality, you're gonna start attracting people who also choose to act on that part of their personalities. So I feel like if you're not in like a good state personally, and you're not comfortable with yourself, you're attracting people who are also not comfortable with yourselves. So take a look inside of yourself first before you start coming for other people. That's just my little sprinkle sprinkle to add.
I agree with that because like there's like that huge debate like, all right, do you turn into what your friends are? And I feel like that is true. I feel like that's a good like all of you guys are very caring and like responsible and like love like I've never had like such a good group of friends before. Like this is like my favorite, but like you see like other examples in our school, just like you see this one person and then they get mixed up with this like group of people and they just like you see how it changes them as they start hanging out with those people. And it's just like it comes back to that like question, like, are you who your friends are?
Do you, Vicky and Riley, do you guys have anything to like kind of add to that?
I feel like when you're like with people that act more on their bad, like the bad side of their personality, I guess, you do kind of morph into them because like you're m basically mimicking their behavior because, and they can also influence you to mimic their behavior. And I think that's kind of toxic, not gonna lie, but it's just me. But I think that also can be a good thing because I think you can learn to be more empathetic and kind through someone who is empathetic and kind. You know what I mean? Like, so it can be both good and bad.
Yeah, I feel like you should surround yourself with people like you can learn from, and like be motivated by them as well.
I agree.
And that I feel like that also plays into which is maintaining those friendships. Like friendships, some friendships are temporary, where it's like you meet friends you have in high school, and they're not going to stay through the rest of your life. But if I feel like you meet people who you can grow with and become a better version of yourself while having that friendship with them, it becomes easier to maintain. I was going through a couple of articles and I noticed like we use a couple of things professionals say to do, like subconsciously. And so I kind of wanted to share that with you guys. One big thing that I read about was friend groups, specifically in high school, because of the environment that it is, people get possessive of the friend groups and their friendships and stuff like that. But around you guys kind of, we all branch out. We have our own friends and we have other people we talk to who we would probably consider best friends as well. But at the end of the day, if we have an off day, we're asking each other to hang out. Or which is involving our whole grade, we're asking each other what to do, or like what, we always come back to it. And I feel like if you have that freedom, it makes things easier to sustain. And if you guys want to kind of add to that, what other things you see us kind of doing that you think are good tips that other people should use in maintaining good friendships?
We talk. That is one thing. It's like, our group chat is elite. I love our group chat. But like, even like the tiniest things we'll like say in the group chat, or like we'll laugh about it, or we'll make jokes. Like, and if we end up do getting in an argument, we always talk it out. And I feel like that's something it's like strong between all of us. Or like, we'll try to like, if we end up being mad at someone, we'll like make a joke or something and try to like, I was just thinking of like what me and Vicky did in art like 2 days ago. It was something.
What
was
going on?
A joke, and she's like, I can't even be mad at you.
Oh yeah, it was wait, what was he talking about?
I don't remember. We were reading in the text, and we were talking about hanging out at the trampoline park, and I was like, oh, we have to have an adult. And Vicky goes, oh yeah, like we can read it. And then
I was like, we read that already in the thing.
And then she goes, oh, Angelica comes. I'm like, is she over 25? And she was like, no. And I was like, I don't think you read it.
She was like, oh, then I guess you didn't read that far. I was like,
okay.
She made it that stupid voice. I was like, oh, okay. I started dying. Okay. She kind of ate that, though. Like, I can't even be mad.
Even hearing about it is funny to me. But also, with the communication thing, to put it in literal terms, if we do get an argument, it's us against the issue, not us against each other. And I really like that. Like, it's such a great way.
Oh, that's good.
I ate that up.
I like that we're all mature enough to, like, you know, talk about our feelings and say, like, oh, I don't like how you said this or that. Like, maybe we keep it to ourselves for a day or something, just to like process all of that and then talk it out. But I mean, we still talk it out and just like get our feelings out. And I think that's a good way to cope with outside issues too.
I agree
as well. To kind of emphasize that portion on making friends, if you guys want to give some advice or give some key characteristics as in things that we use, I would say a big one we said is communication, one skill we use. Katie, if you'd like to name another one.
I would say communication, effort. It shouldn't be a one-sided relationship. There should be effort into both sides. And if you start noticing that the other person isn't putting much or putting effort or like barely trying, that's not a good relationship to be in.
Riley, do you want to name the quality that you noticed in our friendships?
Just the overall kindness. Like, you have to be kind. And if you're not, then how are you making friends, honestly? Like, okay, there's people who can be mean, and then there's other people who can be mean, and they can be, like, best friends or something.
They tie.
But, like, I feel like you can't be mean and kind. Like, those friendships just don't work. But if you're kind and kind, they do. You know what I mean?
So again, as our little excerpt on maintaining friends, communication, effort, kindness, being around.
I have another one, but sorry.
Oh,
I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm so sorry. Respectful of each other. That is like one thing is like respecting each other is like religion and expecting each other's choices and like being there no matter what, like, and like guiding them and like helping them, like, hey, like that probably wasn't the best, or like, well, this is later on in the relationship, like once you become like really good like friends, I wouldn't start out that at the beginning of a relationship. That probably wouldn't be a good idea, just be like, hey, like that was dumb, like, but like once you get like really close, I feel like that's a good Well, you guys know what I mean. You guys know what I mean.
I think it depends on the situation, like the severity.
I agree.
But yeah.
I agree.
But I get what you're saying, totally.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I just really milked that section. That was great. I love that. Moving on, I was talking about, you guys have been friends since middle school. So our school's kind of middle school is connected to the high school. How do you feel like your friendships were different in middle school to what they are now? And did you guys like come together and say like, yo, let's be friends in high school or anything? Or like, did that friendship that you had and care that you had for each other just translate the way to high school?
So me and Vicky didn't become like really close friends until like around seventh grade, because me and Riley did our like own thing in sixth grade. Like, we would go play soccer and like fourth grade. That was like fun. And then Vicky, she was in her like friend group with like friends I was friends with. And then seventh grade happened and we all started like picking the same lunches. And so we all became like really close, like the Nutty Room, or like Miss Dab, or what's her name? Miss Pierce's room. We were like, that was like, what was it? But that was like one thing like we became, and then we just like, I guess like there were multiple people. There were a couple people in our friend group at the end of like, I say seventh grade, and then COVID hit. So it kind of really didn't like, yeah.
I think we became closer in high school, mainly because we all had health and gym together, like every single one of us. And then we could just like go off and play volleyball on the field and just like talk about things. And in health, we'd pass notes or something. Like, I feel like we got closer, you know? And because in middle school, it was kind of hard in eighth grade because of COVID. Like, we were separated, I'd say. Like, we weren't allowed to be close, but we still made it work. So I think we got closer in high school, but that's just
me. And I feel like I've always wondered if we all didn't have that class, what would have happened? Like,
exactly. Because I would have still talked to Riley because we had Spanish, and then I played basketball with Katie and Amal, so I think we still would have been like friends.
Oh, we became close in sixth grade. Because we played on the basketball team. I remember that.
I had six out of my seven classes with them all. So, like, we stayed close in that way as well. So
I didn't have any classes. Wait, did I? I had one class with you, but Riley.
No, it was me and Katie had one class.
I remember eighth grade year. It was eighth grade. Me and Riley had literally every single class together.
That brought us closer, having more classes.
Also, if hypothetically, I'm going to try to transition it into friendship breakups. If you guys did have a really close connection to freshman year, drifted apart and had like a huge falling out, how did you guys think that you would deal with that? Like, recovery after that? What would you do?
I feel like it was just to the point. I had a falling out with someone, but I feel like it was to the point where, like, it's just something, like, we had talked to them about freshman year. Like, we were, like, and then it got to the point where it was just, like, come on. Like, if you keep on doing it, like, and, like, as I said, the communication was a huge, like, part. And I feel like if that's something that's not, like, happening, like, even if you did communicate and then they're, the, like, still doing the same stuff or, like, being, like, mean and blah, 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 but, like, and then you guys end up, like, having a falling out.
Thank you.
I just feel like, how do you, like, get over it? I mean, if it was for the best, that was, like, I feel like you should be proud that you accomplished something. Like, you went and talked to them about it, like, and you did all that you could. I feel like you should be proud of it. And if you're still feeling, like, just talk to them. If you're feeling upset by it or, like, hurt. But, yeah, communication, huge thing.
But I feel like in life, you know, people grow and people drift apart for different reasons in life, for their life. So obviously, you know, having fallen out with a friend is not a good thing, but in life, maybe that's what it was meant to be. But, you know, you can always reconnect with people as well, too, just by talking it out and communicating.
That was very well put. I agree with that, Mickey.
Riley? Really good. I think Riley's kind of frozen, so I'm going to continue on from that point. If she's
is she frozen?
Oh, frozen right now. Oh my god, how did we not notice?
You guys are glitching out.
Oh.
You're glitching out. That. You're frozen.
I can hear you. I know.
I'm going to pause the recording. Wait, this is pod slash stop.
Oh.
Okay, guys, we were just talking about friendship breakups. I'll get back to that. A quote, I don't remember if it was a quote, a movie, or saying, I don't really remember it, but I do know from somebody who said that apologies without change is manipulation. And I feel like that should also apply to friendships, because if somebody is genuinely hurting your feelings and you no longer feel comfortable around them, why would you want to keep that person around you? And if they apologize for it and they don't change that behavior and you continue to give them energy, they're just going to keep coming and they're going to bring your overall energy down as well. So that's my
I agree with that. It's like saying, don't just do the talking, do the walking. Don't just do the talk, do the walk, too. Like, you know, so, yeah.
Higher standards. We have standards for everything. We have standards for books. We have standards for school. We have standards for ourselves. Why don't we have standards for friendships?
I agree.
So, you don't, like, if you have this person who's toxic, just, it can be hard to let them go, but, like, in the end, I think you should let them go, because, like, what you're doing is you're just letting that consume your life. But you, and like, if you fall out with someone, you don't have to forgive them to forget about it. And you don't have to forgive. You don't have to forgive or you don't have to forget. It's like, you can do both of those things and just move on. You know, it's like, you just, sometimes you just need to move on. And it can be hard, but that's sometimes all you need to do.
Basically, what Riley said about forgiveness and forgetting, they don't often like move simultaneously. Sometimes it's going to be you forget more than you forgive and you let that person in. But in order to forgive someone, you don't have to forget. You can move on with your life with forgiveness in your heart and still remember how dirty that person did you. Like, you don't.
True.
So,
yeah. I struggle with that, to be honest. Forgiveness, but
do you kind of, as far as like we talked about how to recover from friendship breakups, how do you spot friendship breakups in your opinion? Like, how can you tell they're gonna start to happen before they happen?
They stop telling
you. Oh, me?
Yeah, you go.
Who are you putting on them all? I don't know who you're... Okay, well, anyway, and this works in any relationship. If it's taking more than giving, you know, it's not for you, I feel like.
They just, if you fall out with someone, like, I forgot what I was going to say.
How do you spot it before it happens?
Oh, how do you spot it? You can just tell when they're not putting in any effort. They're not talking to you. You're the only one talking to them. Or, like, by even things that they say. Like, if they're just saying, like, really nasty things about you or, like, people in your life. That's just a sign of just like falling. That's gonna, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
How would you avoid that? If you spot somebody who, if you've known this person for like 7 years, and this is, you know, the friendship is so important to you, and they're starting to see that they're drifting off, and nothing is going wrong, your lines aren't the same, or your patterns of life are starting. How do you avoid that if you really want to keep that friendship?
Communication.
I agree with that statement. Only because you just gotta communicate to know what the other person is thinking and what you're thinking too. Because you know what
I said. Don't assume. You don't know what other people are going through.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. If they're going through a little bit of a depressing time, they're like,
yeah,
I want it. Katie.
I'm sorry.
Okay. If they're going through a little bit of a hard time and they're kind of drifting, like, especially if you know that person is going through a hard time, don't be like, why you're not giving me energy, give me attention. Like, most friendships, the ones that can sustain themselves for a long time, are really low maintenance friendships, if I'm being honest. Like, high maintenance friendships where you constantly have to be with that person or constantly have to be around them or texting them, they don't really survive that long because you're not going to be around them. You get 4 years of high school, 3 years of middle school usually, and 5 years of like elementary school, and then you're done. You don't see that person if you're not going to college. So how do you expect to survive for past that? No?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guys, please give me something. Please.
Wait, I thought you said yes. Like, I thought you were like, when you were at, I thought you were like, right? Like, I thought that's what you said at the end. Sorry.
No, you cut. Not this talk. Not like,
let's push on.
Her future, like, don't just be like, yeah, I agree. Elaborate. Go into why you agree. You know, give Miss Landon energy for me, please. I'm begging.
Y'all was froze for like a good like a minute, so I missed everything that she said.
I was trying to continue on with it to kind of like not build on it. But anyways, mm-hmm. Please leave that part out. I'll be honest. We're gonna skip to summer. Summer friends. Big question I have: how did the ending of the school year affect your friendships?
You can go, Katie.
Go, Vicky. You're good.
Okay, you know, now having classes with some, like, your friends and stuff, because you're in the summer, it can get harder, but I just feel like still, like, having that communication source, whether that be, like, texting, FaceTiming, whatever you feel comfortable with, you know, and just trying to make plans, even though those plans may not make it out the group chat, you could at least talk about it, I guess, like, fantasize about it, but, yeah.
Playing Roblox together.
You're never
cool. Sorry, that is very off topic. My bad.
I feel like if we want to talk, just so it doesn't get mumble jumbled, we should do like raise a finger. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I can't see everyone though.
Okay.
I can only see talking and myself.
Oh, swipe to the right.
Okay, there we go.
Can you see everyone else? Okay. So. Whoa, Katie. For maintaining friendships outside of school as well as summer ending, like Vicky said, communicate with them. If you can't see each other FaceTime, you're never too old for Roblox as well. So for everyone's like, ew, Roblox now. Hop on Roblox. Hop on
Games. Board games are so fun.
Board games are so fun. Next thing, last topic we're kind of getting to, high school friendships. Oh, we already talked about that. Sorry. Last big question I'll end off with is, do you plan on staying friends with certain people throughout colleges, and how do you plan on doing that?
I was talking to Vicky about it because I was like, oh, yeah, like, because we'll probably all be going to different colleges, like, we've all talked about going to, like, far away. And that, like, it breaks my heart. But, like, I don't want to start crying. Like, we were talking about how, like, we have this one spot every single year we go to. And we'll meet up, like, whenever we're home, we'll all go meet there. And, like, yeah. That was one thing I was just like, I hope our friendships don't die.
I'm scared because I personally want to go to New York, and I know Katie's talked about going to BYU, which is in Idaho, I think. I'm not going to say it's
Utah.
Well, Utah? There's three campuses, but I want to go to the Idaho one.
Okay. So, and I'm not sure about everyone else, but like, I'm scared that we'll drift apart because of like, we'll get busy with like adult life.
But I hope that, like, once a year during the summer or something, we could come back and, like, just have dinner, like, play games, like, you know, talk about how things have been. I hope. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, and, like, because, like, we know, like, it's unrealistic to talk every single day, every single hour, but just, like, maybe, like, once a week, like, hit each other up, be like, hey, how's college going, blah, 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 catch up, FaceTime, do all that, and, like, Riley was saying, meet once a year, or maybe twice, just whatever schedule, like, is going on with everybody, because, you know, I want you guys to live your life. I'm so, like, happy for y'all, because I know y'all finna do big things, so, you know, I don't want to, you know, leave y'all, like, you know, think y'all can't go on with your life, so, because, yeah, you have to.
We should do, like, either monthly FaceTime calls with each, like, of ourselves, but, like, that would be fun. Just, like, catch up on life. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. I interrupted you. A little bit of advice to kind of bring it back to our viewers. If you have friends you're super close with in high school, you're like, I'm worried about what it's going to be like in college. I'll be honest, maybe you'll drift off. Maybe you'll drift off from each other. You don't really know. If it's not your fate to stay together, you probably won't stay together. But as long as you put an effort to really maintain those friendships, then you probably will succeed. And if you're with people who care about you and you fill up your bucket, I don't know if anybody's read that child's book where they fill up the buckets with, like, good things, take out the bucket with the bad things. But if you're with people who fill up your bucket and make you a better person, you're definitely going to want to stay with them for a long time. As far as college goes for us, I think, of course, we'll all be going kind of separate ways. But, you know, we'll always come back to that. Hopefully, I'm putting it into the universe that we've got. And Vicky's mom is the queen of these types of talks. Like, I remember at Vicky's birthday party, she was talking about Katie and how Katie's always been like Katie. Like, she's changed and stuff. But at the end of the day, her morals have stayed like Katie. And I feel like that's how it happened with us. We grew together. At the end of the day, we're still Katie and Mom, Riley and Vicky. But now we're newer versions of us, and we work simultaneously, like a little we do. I don't know.
Yeah. It's gonna make me cry. Like, I've already dropped a few tears, but, like, I love our friend group so much. Just, mm-hmm. like, I really hope for those people who are listening, like, you find your group of people. I really hope you do, because it will change your life. Like, those people are, like, your biggest supporters, biggest, like, stop!
Stop.
Why are you laughing at me? No, I cry. When I'm passionate about something, you know I cry.
Yes, Katie.
That's not a bad thing.
I know.
You can talk. You've had your finger up for a while.
I'm scared to be an adult, but because, like, I know I might, because I'm gonna meet new people, but I just hope that, like, we all find our way back to each other, you know, like, because I feel like in our hearts that's what we want, but, you know, life happens, so it's, like, not guaranteed, but I hope we can make it work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little I know there are people who are not Taylor fans. I got, like, converted by Riley, but she has a song called Dorothea off of her Evermore album, and it's one of my favorite songs off of the album because it talks about her friendship with Selena Gomez. And Selena Gomez and Taylor, like, Taylor talked about how Riley is probably more educated on this topic than I am, but you, Riley.
So the song is basically about a friend that you really love, but you've grown, even though, like, there's distance between you two, but you're still super close. And it's like, the song basically says, if you ever want to come back to where, like, we can just have a heart to heart or something, like, we'll always be there for each other. So it's like, and a lot of people get that song confused with, like, a short distance relationship like us. But that makes me mad. But it's just about finding, like, coming back to your friends because they really know you.
Right. Vicky.
Also, Drake has a song called Just Hold On, We're Going Home. I don't know how that relates to friendships, but I like the song a lot. And, yeah. So you should go listen to that song. But also, yeah, you could relate it somehow to something.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
And, like, another big topic, I don't know if we really have time to get into it, but female friendships. Female friendships are some of the most important friendships you'll have in your life. Riley, you will come in a second, but if I'll just let me expand on this.
I know. I'm going to let you finish.
Female friendships. I think this was a quote from Laurel from The Summer I Turned Pretty. I'm so sorry I'm dropping so many pop culture quotes right now. But Lily doesn't have a sister in the show. And she kind of had a falling out with the other character, Taylor. And she was like, you know, your friendship with Taylor is so important. And she's the closest thing to a sister you'll ever have. And if you don't have sisters, or if you're not close with those sisters, your friendships that you have with other girls who understand what you're going through at different times, who know what it's like to pick out out from homecoming that's not too flashy, but it's flashy enough for everyone. Mm-hmm. People who you can relate those topics to and serious topics to, they'll always be your sisters in some form, in some shape or way. So I feel like it's so vital to have those friendships. Riley, you can continue.
So all of you have sisters, but I only have a brother. So it's like, as we grew up, I considered you my sisters, basically, you know, because I don't have any. And I think just growing up, we just experienced girlhood together, and I really like that. And it's like, you know, just the simple things. I can't relate it to like guys, but this is just like, but you know, like sharing hair ties, borrowing, like dancing around to music, acting stupid.
A pair of socks.
You just have to take in the little stuff like that and just experience it, and that can little stuff can bring you closer together.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Barbie movie, we were girls together, and I think
I know. Like,
I haven't seen it yet. I'm gonna get it.
I think hopefully you will. But
it's a little easy, but it's really good.
It's really good, and it relates back to female friendships. If you're a person who you feel like you don't bond well with other like women and stuff, and you wish you had more female friendships, I feel like one big tip is to expand your scope. Sometimes we get stuck on having fixed perspective, but we don't see the world around us because we're moving too fast to kind of slow down and observe everything. So look at yourself and look at what can I be doing to attract people who would want to have those sustainable relationships.
And yeah, like participating in activities that you find, you know, that you like, that can also make you meet a lot of friends and stuff. And if you don't like sports, you can do clubs. If you don't like clubs, you can do, I don't know, just something that you like. So there's always ways to make friends.
Mm-hmm. Katie, do you have anything to add to that? Because we're getting to the conclusion after this.
Mm-hmm. I was just saying, like, just even if you're shy, and I know that can be like a very hard thing to like just put yourself out there, but like trust me, it's worth it 100%. Like, those are the closest friends you're gonna make.
You don't want to look back at life and be like, I wish I was more outgoing. Because
what's that one song with was it Usher, or was it where he talks about like, wish I would have gotten up the courage to ask, was about to put a bottle back on the show. So, sorry.
That's not
but that like
logic.
Logic.
Yeah, you don't want to speak to the bed. Yeah, logic. That's on such a radio song like 2014 when it came out that I've like memorized all the lyrics. But
me too.
Yeah, you don't want to be sitting in a deathbed when you're like 8 years old and saying, I wish I would have gotten out more. I wish I made those friendships. I wish I would have tried harder. You don't want to do that. And now, guys, we have finally, after such a deep loving conversation, we have arrived at the conclusion, which I'm kind of sad to get into, but let's go ahead and plug your social medias, starting with Katie, then Riley.
My social it's Katie Wheatley with CATIEWHEATLEYY.
On Instagram or where?
Yes, Instagram, sorry.
Riley?
I do not really use social media anymore. I just use it to like pictures, but I don't like have a page really anymore. But
Vicky?
On Instagram, you can follow me at vict.oria03_.
Vicky.
So it's Vicky dot and then Oria. Oria 03. I need to change that. It's confusing.
We running our robots on social media, by the way. Kidding, I'm kidding.
Let me get my Roblox.
No.
Oh, it's basketball_fan2027.
Go ahead and follow Kay on Roblox, y'all. Y'all can be playing,
My social media is very, very simple. It's Amal, A-M-A-A-L, underscore Duale, D-U-A-L-E, on Instagram and TikTok. So I don't post on TikTok, though. So you should go follow the Instagram. Go ahead and follow the Study Break Instagram if you're not following it already. It's just the Study Break Podcast on Instagram. That will be all for this week's episode. Thank you to our guests so much for joining me today. I love you guys so, so, so much. You're amazing. Make sure you tune in 3 times every week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on your favorite app, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever you listen to this podcast on. Follow Study Break on Spotify, Apple Music, and everyone else who listens to Spotify. And that'll be it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.